Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 10, Lord Chaitanya Tests Murari Gupta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Murari Gupta and began to speak about his firm faith in devotional service. And this was heard by all of the devotees. Previously, I induced Murari Gupta again and again to be allured by Lord Krishna. I said to him, "O my dear Gupta, Lord Sri Krishna, Vrajendra Kumar, is the supreme sweetness. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, the origin of all incarnations, and the source of everything. Krishna is pure transcendental love itself, and Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Krishna is like a mine of gems. Krishna is also expert at everything, very intelligent and sober, and Krishna is the summit of all transcendental humors. Krishna's character is very sweet, and Krishna's pastimes are melodious. Krishna is expert in intelligence, and thus Krishna enjoys all his pastimes and mellows." I then requested Murari Gupta worship Krishna and take shelter of him. But for Krishna's service, nothing appeals to the mind. In this way, Murari Gupta heard from me again and again. By my influence, his mind was a little converted. But then, Murari Gupta replied, "I am your servant and I am your order carrier. I have no independent existence." After this, Murari Gupta went home and spent the whole night thinking how he would have to give up the association of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Thus, he was overwhelmed. Murari Gupta then began to pray at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. He prayed that death would come that very night, because it was impossible for him to give up the service of the lotus feet of Raghunath. Thus, Murari Gupta cried the entire night, and there was no rest for his mind. Therefore, he could not sleep, and he stayed awake the entire night. In the morning, Murari Gupta came to see me, catching hold of my feet and crying. Murari Gupta submitted an appeal. "Oh, my Lord, I have sold my head unto the lotus feet of Raghunath. I cannot withdraw my head, for that would give me too much pain. It is not possible for me to give up the service of Raghunath's lotus feet. But at the same time, if I do not do so, then I shall break your order. Oh, what can I do?" In this way, Murari Gupta appealed to me, "My Lord, you are all merciful, so kindly grant me this mercy. Let me die before you, so that all my doubts will be finished." Hearing this, I became very happy. I then raised Murari Gupta and embraced him. And then I said to him, "All glories to you, Murari Gupta. Your method of worship is very firmly fixed, so much so that even upon my request, your mind did not turn. Yes, the servitor must have love and affection for the lotus feet of the Lord exactly like this. Even if the Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot abandon the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Just to test your firm faith in your Lord, I requested you again and again to change your worship from Lord Ramachandra to Lord Krishna. So in this way, I congratulated Murari Gupta by saying, "Indeed, you are the incarnation of Hanuman. Consequently, you are the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. Why should you give up the worship of Lord Ramachandra and his lotus feet? Everyone now hear me. I accept this Murari Gupta as my life and soul. When I hear of his humility, it perturbs my very life." The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The word Prabhu, or Master, indicates that the Lord is to be continuously served by His devotee. The original Prabhu is the Lord, Sri Krishna. Nonetheless, there are many devotees attached to Lord Ramachandra, and Murari Gupta is a vivid example of such unalloyed devotion. Murari Gupta never agreed to give up Lord Ramachandra's worship, not even upon Lord Chaitanya's request. Such is the chastity of devotional service. As stated in the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a firm relationship with the Lord, the devotee does not give up the Lord's service under any circumstance. And as far as the Lord himself is concerned, if the devotee chooses to leave, the Lord himself brings one back again, dragging one by the hair. Recorded February 11, 2022 by Nirantaradasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.